very sad event again in north of Scotland along the N4 there, an extremely busy road with people all across the northwest. You know, Tom was a very nice man, gentleman, and very fond of his horses. He bred a great stallion back in the day, and people came from far and wide to get their mare covered by the stallion. Very affable man, worked from post. I worked from a post myself, and he worked from post for many, many years, and would have had many friends and colleagues that would be deeply saddened to hear about his death. So, Tom, look, at he was plenty of life in him, plenty of fun in him, and it's just very sad to think what had happened to poor man, you know. My heart and condolences go up to all of his family and his friends at this time, because it's very difficult again. We've had a lot of deaths and road deaths now in this area, and it's getting very, very difficult to deal with it all the time.
And Sean, you mentioned that the stallion, and that really stands out as a story that a lot of people would have known, Tom, that this animal and the success that people would have had following that.
Yeah, he had a stallion and many horses. If you were to look them up, were called Aird Cairn this and Aird Cairn that. That would have been descendants of Tom's horse, and they were all over. And people came from far and wide. There was a great little TikTok somewhere. A friend of mine here done a football commentary, and Tom's name is mentioned where Tom rings the commentator in the middle of the match. I don't know if anybody's seen it, but you can find it. He was just a good character and very involved. Anyone who ever went to the races would know him, you know. I think he was actually going to the races when the accident happened. So look, it's a difficult situation here.